Wake up.
It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, all month, of course, this month of October. And we certainly appreciate that breast cancer is one of the leading causes of mortality in South Africa. How important is it then to have adequate cover against that? Tsungai Masendega joins us on the line now, a certified financial planner and CEO of Moms and Money. Tsungai, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Good morning, Zanzi.
It's lovely to hear from you. Breast cancer is something we talk about every year around the month of October, but I imagine it's something that is of concern throughout the year. As I said, it is one of the leading causes of mortality in South Africa. Why is it important to have appropriate cover for it?
Great question, Africa. And I would love to actually give a very short illustration of why it is actually important to have cover for dread disease or critical illness. It's like if you are in an aeroplane and you're told you're going paragliding, and then you jump out of that aeroplane, Africa, and you realize you left your parachute in the plane. It's one of those moments where you inevitably are going to crash and die. And it's the same with dread disease cover. Before you jump out of that plane, before you get diagnosed, is when you actually need to get the cover. Because once you then get the dread disease, once you then get the critical illness diagnosis, it's a little bit too late. And that's what then results in you crashing and really, really, really getting affected from a financial perspective. So dread disease cover is there to help cushion you from the unforeseen, unexpected additional expenses you incur as a result of having been diagnosed with a dread disease.
And dread disease, by the way, could be cancer, in this case, breast cancer. Mm-hmm. It could be a myriad of illnesses. I think it's up to seven, at least, that I know, I can think of immediately where, and this is my understanding of how it works, that should Africa be diagnosed with that form of cancer, I will then be able to gain access, obviously, to whatever cover I have. And I imagine primarily that cover is to pay for additional medical expenses that perhaps your medical aid might not cover. If you're not able to work, it sort of goes towards your daily living expenses in some way or the other. But there's always a limit to it though, isn't there?
Yes, so with different organizations, they will put a limit to the amount of cover that you can actually take with that particular insurer. And I think it's also just to help make sure that the industry remains sustainable. And you're absolutely right. The cover is there to help you manage your out-of-hospital expenses. When you are being treated with cancer, you're going through chemo, and you've got a bond. The bank might be compassionate, but they still want their monthly repayment, Africa. So that's what the dread disease cover is then there for, to help you ensure that you can maintain your quality of life even though you are fighting for your survival. And the last thing you need is to be concerned about where the money is going to come from. That's why the dread disease cover is there, to sort out the financial issues outside of hospital.
The million-dollar question, though, Tsungai, is always who should be taking out dread disease cover? I imagine if you have a history of cancer in your family, it might very well be a good idea then for you to take out dread disease. But somebody might be listening to our conversation now and go, I'm healthy. I have no history of any kind of dread disease in my family. Why should I pay an insurer additional money to get dread disease cover?
And it's such a brilliant question, Africa. But we never know, or people actually always have the good faith and goodwill that it will never happen to them. I have a colleague of mine who actually was an amazing, amazing individual, extremely fit. He was a mountain biker. And you know what? He actually had to have open heart surgery at around 34. So it can happen to anyone. And the important thing about insurance is make sure you have it before the life event happens. Even if it's to take a minimal amount, it's a matter of having it and not waiting for life to happen to you. Be prepared. And like I said, even if you get the most minimal amount, $200,000, $500,000, still get it. Just in case you have an unforeseen circumstance, you would not survive financially.
Because there will be a period of time, I imagine, that you will not be allowed to claim against that rare disease. So if I take one out today, and I mean, it differs from company to company, some of them would say, well, you can't claim against it for at least 6 months before you become eligible to claim for rare disease.
So most insurers will go through an underwriting process, and that's actually a very, very critical element in terms of choosing your insurer. If you go through underwriting, if there is an exclusion, as we call it, it's going to be an exclusion from the time you sign your contract, so you actually know what is expected of you. You might have a waiting period in some instances as well, and it's important to actually know all these things upfront before you actually sign on that dotted line. But normally, if you go through the underwriting process, you'll be told what you can claim for and what you can't claim for, and in most instances, no waiting periods are actually put in there, which makes it brilliant for a consumer who actually knows that they're covered straight from day one.
Tsungai, it's always lovely to chat to you. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Tsungai Masendege is a certified financial planner as well as a CEO of Moms and Money.